What's on the menu today?
Chili?
Chili and rice and chicken patty.
On the lunch menu Wednesday at the John F. Kennedy Middle School in Northampton was chili with brown rice or a chicken patty on a whole wheat roll. At the end of the cafeteria line, children could help themselves to corn, green beans, and sliced oranges. 11-year-old Jet Duval said she appreciates the healthy choices for lunch, but doesn't always spoon the fruits and vegetables onto her plate.
Because I don't think I'll eat it, so I don't want to waste it. Yeah, when I get older, I might eat it more.
The Northampton Public Schools participate in the USDA's Farm to School program. Over 70% of schools in Massachusetts take part in the program. The national participation rate is under 30%.
We're on a mission, basically, to reorient the eating habits of American students.
USDA Undersecretary Kevin Concannon said the objectives of the program are to improve health and nutrition in the schools to combat obesity, educate children about where food comes from, and provide new markets for local farmers and ranchers.
These are often the same farms that are out at farmers markets. And so to the extent that those local growers have a consistent market, whether it's schools or hospitals or farmers markets, it makes them more viable.
The USDA awarded the Springfield Public Schools a grant totaling just under $100,000 this week to expand the Farm to School program in the city's schools, where more than 80% of the students qualify for free or reduced-price school lunches. 70 grants were awarded nationally for projects to connect school cafeterias to local farms.
When you tell kids, hey, we grew these apples locally, or we grew this squash locally, or this lettuce comes from a school garden, it may be just enough to trigger that child to try that food.
The Northampton schools purchase about 10% of the lunchroom food from local growers, according to Food Services Director Carol DeMoro.
Some children aren't receiving hot meals outside of school. This is the only hot meal they get in a day. And it's nutritionally balanced. It's all the calories and the nutrients and everything is everything that they need for a meal here.
The National Education Association, the country's largest teachers union, has a grant program to help schools set up small gardens. NEA President Dennis Van Rokel said the organization is a strong supporter of the Farm to School program.
We're educating the whole child. Academic is part of that. Part of it is the equity, making sure that every child has what they need to be able to follow their dreams. Part of it is building citizenship for the future. That's a real part. And then the other part is just all of the needs of the child as a person. The health needs, the physical environment needs, emotional.
Van Rokel and Massachusetts Teachers Association President Paul Toner were at the JFK Middle School on Wednesday to honor cafeteria workers and other support staff as part of American Education Week. Reporting from Northampton, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.